at 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A new report from the group New American Economy has found immigrants are making significant economic contributions in the city of Dallas. More than 93% of the DACA-eligible population in the metro area are employed. They contribute $161 million in taxes and hold nearly $700 million in spending power. Luis Torres is with the University of Houston's Borders, Trade, and Immigration Institute, which is not affiliated with the report.
The majority of them come here to work. Immigrants, whether documented or undocumented, they come to the United States to work, to build a better life for themselves and for their families.
The report also found immigrants in Dallas represented about a third of entrepreneurs in 2016, generating $495 million in business income. Tarrant County will need a new mental health facility to address the county's lack of psychiatric beds. That's according to a report commissioned by the county's Citizens Blue Ribbon Committee. The report focused on John Peter Smith Hospital and found staff operating in substandard facilities. The committee recommended a 298-bed facility, more than double the hospital's current capacity. But consultants say even that proposal wouldn't meet 100% of the county's needs. JPS would need to add more than 1,000 beds in 20 years to address the county's population growth. This isn't the first time the county has considered opening a new psychiatric hospital. Back in 2015, an $809 million proposal for a new mental health hospital was shot down. Now to KERA's Breakthroughs Project. Today, who medicine is leaving behind. Advanced medical technology has helped improve the health of Americans over the past several decades, but there is still significant disparities in health. Maternal deaths are increasing in Texas, and in parts of Dallas, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease continue to be critical health problems. KERA's Stephanie Kuo talked with Dr. Jambor Vishwathnatha, the director of the Texas Center for Health Disparities at UNT Health Science Center. He says fixing these generations-old disparities requires more than just treatment.
There are societal issues, there are personal issues, there are physical and environmental issues. I mean, when you talk about obesity, there is a biological component into this. There is also a component of lack of good sources for healthy food, ability to go and take a walk, parks around you. So you have to address multiple aspects to overcome the health disparities.
The UNT Texas Center for Health Disparities acknowledged that overall health of Americans has improved and that there has been several health advancements over the course of the past three decades or so. But you're saying that there are still these health disparities that are glaring and important to address. Why is it that there are these disparities that persist?
There have been great advances in medicine. I mean, no question, you know, the number of cancer deaths have gone going down. The death due to cardiovascular disease is going down. So why are there still health disparities? If you look at all of the clinical trials and all of the new technology development, one of the missing pieces is having done these clinical trials with all of the population represented. Most of the clinical trials, most of the new drug development that has happened is with a certain population, not really inclusive of everyone. And because of this, because of lack of participation from certain underrepresented groups in clinical trials, they may not be benefiting from some of the outcomes. So on the one hand, we are advancing medical technology. We are advancing the medicine itself, the field of medicine, tremendously in this country. But on the other hand, we are leaving a segment of population completely out of it.
And what is the segment of the population that tends to be a part of those clinical trials more than others?
It's been very clear that African-American communities, Hispanic communities, they're not as well represented in the clinical trials and new drug development as other groups. That's partly because of some history. You know, there has been a distrust of the medical community, and I think we have to overcome that. Now, what are we doing now to make sure that this doesn't happen? At the National Institute of Health, any new study, any new clinical trial has to include women, minorities, and children, if necessary, to make sure that the findings of any of these clinical trials is applicable to all the groups.
What needs to change on a macro level, say from public policy to where funding sources are? What can change on that level?
Things are already changing. The National Institutes of Health, many years ago, No, I just set up what they call the National Center for Minority Health and Health Disparities. Then the realization was that this is really very important for the country. And then a few years ago, they converted the National Center to a full-fledged National Institute for Minority Health and Health Disparities. There is a great national need right now and also a great national push to diversify the medical and the biomedical workforce. What you see is underrepresentation from racial and ethnic groups. And so if we want to make use of all of the innovation, if we want to make use of all of the new advances in the medical and biomedical field, we need to also make sure that our workforce is very reflective of our population. So I think there is already a national realization that we need to make sure that all segments of our population benefit from these advances and that we need to eliminate health disparities.
A lot of that stuff can be slow moving, though. So in the immediate term, as a doctor, as a physician, what can you do to kind of help close gaps wherever you see them?
I think working with our community partners, we don't have to wait for these big national programs, but we can at our own level start working with the communities, provide the necessary education, provide the necessary navigation for our populations to get the benefit of medical advances.
Dr. Jambra Vishwanatha is the director of the UNT Health Science Center's Texas Center for Health Disparities. Dr. Vishwanatha, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Cloudy skies in store for us today. There's a 50% chance for storms with a high in the mid-70s by this afternoon. Tonight, much of the same. Cloudy skies, 70% chance for showers with a cool low around 49. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with just a high near 62. And tomorrow night, looks to be mostly clear with a low around 41. It's currently 68 degrees in Dallas, 67 in Fort Worth. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.